It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. Yo-Yo Ma is on a mission to save the world with Johann Sebastian Bach. Last month, cellist Yo-Yo Ma released his third and probably his final recording of the Bach cello suites. It's a relaxed, confident interpretation. But he's not stopping there. He's going to tour worldwide to promote the album and introduce as many people as possible to the music of Bach. In Bach's hometown of Leipzig, he visited a community center with his Stradivarius, grinning and giving high fives to the adults and kids gathered there. Over the next 2 years, he'll visit 36 cities, which mirrors the 36 sections of all the Bach cello suites. His next stop is Washington on November 29th. In each of these cities, he will pair a performance of the full cycle, 2.5 hours of music by Bach, played with barely a pause, with what he's calling a day of action that brings Bach into the community. The day of his recital in Leipzig, he said, "I'm thinking of what happened in Chemnitz, an hour's drive away, where anti-immigrant riots had raged a few days earlier." Yo-Yo Ma's tour is a small but deeply felt attempt to suggest that this music by Bach, with its simplicity, its empathy, and delicate grace, could, if heard closely by enough people, change the world. The Yo-Yo Ma album is called Six Evolutions, the Bach cello suites. Afghanistan's deadly war weighs heavily on the nation's civilians, and women bear a lot of the brunt of the violence. The Taliban banned music in girls' education and restricted outdoor activities of women. But acts of violence and social pressures have not kept members of the country's orchestra of young girls from using music to heal wounds and promote women's rights in the strictly conservative Muslim society. The founder of the orchestra, Ahmed Sarmast, says the girls and boys in the orchestra come from different Afghan ethnic groups, and they help each other when needed. "I strongly believe without arts and culture there cannot be security, and we are using the soft power of music to make a small contribution to bringing peace and stability in Afghanistan, and at the same time using this beautiful weapon to transform our community," he said. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website at kbach.org. Be listening every week for another update. And don't forget the Most Wanted Hour with Linda Cassidy at noon with your top 100 Most Wanted pieces. Member-supported 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College celebrating 40 years, and Arizona State University.